can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? Another episode of the Big Homies House. We got some homies in the building.
Yeah.
Big homie JoJo, of course.
Hello.
Big homie Tiny.
Big homie.
Big homie Tiny in the building.
You can count on me. Yeah. What's going on? How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yes.
I'm good.
Are you?
I'm amazing. Sensational.
I got a hangover. Ooh, woo.
You got a hangover?
Yeah, I do.
What you was doing last night?
I went outside on a Monday. I was working late, and then it got real late, and I was like, fuck it, I might as well just go out and grab me.
Did nobody hear shit I said?
Yeah,
you want to start over? Nah, that shit didn't hear nothing. But yeah, so I got a hangover. I went outside and I was working, but then after that, I was working late and I was like, fuck it, like, let me go grab a drink. I didn't even tell nobody I was going outside. I literally went on Instagram to see what promoters were where, and I just pulled up.
Because you know the promoters.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Is that a red flag, though?
Yes.
Well, why would that be a red flag if I'm in the industry? I could see if I was a regular, degular girl. Like, I know everybody. I just don't know promoters. I know record label reps. I know artists. I know rappers. I know CEOs. Like, I know.
That's less of a red flag, but.
No.
It's less of a red flag.
No.
A red flag. But if you, if you just regular, degular.
How am I not going to know a promoter if they paying me to come and host a club? How am I not supposed to know who that is?
Why he like you so much?
Because I'm JoJo motherfucking Alonzo, the baddest Boricua in the game. Fuck is you talking about?
What that mean? I'm speaking from the perspective of a guy.
What you mean? What that
mean? Shit.
What you mean? What that
means? Why did promoter this one promoter so?
I am an influencer. People like. Do you not see the different people that go out?
But you don't see how that could cause a little bit of insecurity.
No,
insecurity.
She lit out you. That's what
that
means.
How is that insecurity? If that's what you do, like your job is to do.
A lot of guys can't be with women who are in the spotlight.
Okay, well then I'll deal with the niggas who can deal with it.
I'm just saying that'd be a red flag to some guys.
Well,
but if you're not in the entertainment industry and you know all these promoters and these DJs and all these rappers, what you knowing all them for?
Because she probably be outside all the time. Do you be outside? You got talking
no
to Mike.
Not really.
No. Being outside ain't what it used to be. I'll tell you that. I don't
Tiny
know.
Tiny was outside for a different reason. Tiny was shaking that ass.
I was.
Tiny was shaking
her
ass.
I mean, I'll be outside.
I think Tiny still.
Yeah.
Facts. I think she still shakes her ass.
Absolutely.
I want to say it was you. It was a video of you walking.
Hold on. First of all.
Like your ass was out or something.
Tiny, the first person we actually had to swap chairs out because the original chair wouldn't fit.
Yeah, they try to Kodak try to put Tiny in this tiny ass chair.
If you seen the white chairs from previous episodes, Tiny's ass. Was
and I'm like, I don't think her ass is. Oh wow! Wow! Wow!
Who's that?
You heard who it is?
Oh,
you didn't just hear it?
Nah.
Oh,
I thought it said damn.
No. It said the name. Hopefully, no one heard what that said. Cause what? Anyways, That's the video. That's the video. Yes, that's the exact video I was talking about.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, we got to put that down. We got to put that down there somewhere.
I just did it. I was trying to remember. Like, I didn't want to say that it was you and it wasn't, but I could have sworn that it was. That's the exact video that I was talking about.
That's the only one I got walking for real.
Okay, yeah. That ass be assing, boy.
Some action on your IG. So you need to go follow.
Do you have, like, prominent, like, a lot of blue check niggas in your DMs or not?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people's favorite rappers and actors and
for real?
Ball players.
For real? Yeah. Can you send them my Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got you.
I started realizing that I don't attract the dudes that I want to attract. Like, I think I don't have enough of whatever the fuck they looking for. I don't know. I think they looking for
BBL.
Yeah, I think they might want like a BBL or like a female that looks like she's fucking.
So you think?
I think you can go on a girl's Instagram and you'll tell by her pictures or by like where she's at or her, how she dresses, and be knowing like, oh yeah, she fucking for a bag.
What?
Because people be thinking I'm doing that shit. I be like, nigga, I be at home sleep. Like, I don't even hang with you.
What? What do you mean? What? You can't go on a girl Instagram and be like, oh, she's fucking.
Nah, because it'd be the ones that you don't think is fucking that be gone.
No, I totally understand that. But what I'm saying is I feel like it's easier. I feel like you go to my page, if anybody go to my page right now, they're gonna be like, she is a nice, wholesome woman. Yeah. I don't got no bullshit on my shit, you know, like unless you actually click and listen to what the fuck I be saying. It don't be no nothing. So if somebody go on my page, I don't think that's like enticing enough for the man that I want to like talk to. I'm not gonna say the ones I want to attract because I don't really care like who I attract, but like the guys that I like.
Okay.
Like my DMs be like, my DMs be full of rappers or, okay, my DMs be full of rappers and not too good, like the athletes, they like middle class athletes.
Like, dudes is about to get cut.
Like, they about to get cut, or they did get cut, or... Yeah.
That's why now, every so often...
Right. Like, every so often I will have, like, okay, a top dude in my DMs, but on a consistent basis, it's like I only attract the practice squad guys.
What so, all right, so like,
I hate that shit.
Say for instance, y'all two.
Am I giving practice squad?
No. I don't know. Maybe if you, I don't know.
What? Is my butt not big enough? I think it's because my booty not big enough, or I'm not showing my ass, or I'm not showing enough skin. No, I think they be trying to see who they can fuck.
Those type of athletes don't be following her.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of these athletes better go to
they don't follow
Atlanta Hawks and find you one.
Well, I'm not gonna really. I can't say what I want to say.
Oh. Well, I want to say find one, but like, you know, just pop out a little bit.
Yeah,
because a lot of them be going for the white girls, and I be like,
yeah, they do. But I ain't gonna lie, I was just recently around a lot of league dudes, like, and that shit was so awkward for me. Like, first of all, I don't like approaching dudes on that type of caliber. Like, especially it's a whole bunch of females around and doing all this other shit. Like, I'm really just here to just vibe out. Like, I really don't really give a fuck about who you are. I'm really just here because I was invited by somebody that wanted me there. Mm-hmm. So I was there. But it was just like, I was just thinking like, damn, I cannot see myself approaching these niggas.
Why not?
Because like, I feel like if I do, I look a certain way.
You'll look like the rest of the bitch.
Yeah, and I wasn't on that. I wasn't in there for that.
Every woman in there saying the same thing.
No, every bitch went in, every bitch in there was in there trying to fuck.
I'm saying they don't want to look thirsty.
No, they
it's
came.
It's kind of like
No. They came in there to look thirsty. What are you talking about? I look thirsty just for being in there, but the whole time I'm in there with the nigga who was throwing the whole fucking party. Like, I knew half of the motherfuckers in there. Like, they told me to pull up to, like, vibe. But the bitches that was in there to fuck.
They be having on the heels, the short dresses. They be ready to...
Like, yeah, I'm talking about as soon as they walk in the door, it's like, you can't even... Like, what? They can't even breathe. It's like... Yeah. They all up on them. Like, yeah. Bitches don't be caring. They know exactly what they're there for. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even on that. But even so, I did have a few conversations with a couple guys, and they were so fucking awkward. And I'm just like... I'm awkward.
You're awkward.
Yeah, like it's like I don't know how to talk to people anymore.
Why?
I lost it. I guess because in real life I don't really give a fuck about talking to you anyway, so I don't really have shit to say.
Tiny, do you have
the
same issue?
I mean,
do you shoot your shot, Tiny?
Yeah, I shoot my shot.
How do you shoot your shot?
Like in the DMs?
Yeah.
Shit, it just depends on who it is for real. Sometimes I'll like send the eyes, or sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I like a whole lot of pictures.
So if a dude is on a liking spree for you, does that mean
it don't work for me?
It don't work for you?
No.
Why not?
Would it work for the niggas?
So That's what I'm saying. Like, so if he used that play on you, it don't work.
Because, I mean, most of the time when it's a nigga going on a liking spree on my page, I'd be like, what? Leave me alone.
Why?
I don't know. I just never liked somebody liking all my pictures. That it really pisses me off.
But he's doing that because he's actually attracted to you.
And then usually when they do that, I'm not attracted to them. Oh. Yeah, most of the time, actually. Like 98% of the time.
So what type of guy does it take to get Big Homie Tiny's attention?
I wouldn't say I have a type, but I kind of have a type.
So what's the type?
I do. I don't know. Because I'll be liking different shit. And some days I'll be like, I want an athlete. No.
Could you see yourself talking to a regular dude, though? Like
regular
dude. Let's say he work at like, I don't know. He like a server at Steak and Ale or some shit. Longhorn.
I don't know about a regular person because I tried it and he didn't understand why I didn't have time to talk to him.
It depends on, you got to communicate.
Yeah, but he already knew like what he was getting himself into. He knew what that I was.
What was he doing?
He's working at
FedEx.
No, he was working at a place in Atlanta.
Bad, y'all.
In Atlantic Station. But yeah, he just didn't understand why I didn't have no time for him. And I told him up front, like, I'm about to go on tour, this and that, so I'm not gonna have time to talk to you. But when I FaceTime you, answer, or you gonna piss me off.
Okay, what happened? I'm sorry, y'all. That was my daughter's school.
She beat up somebody?
No, somebody hit her on accident.
She good?
She good, yeah. I've been the fuck up out of here.
Why? I asked Tiny if she could date a regular person, like a regular guy, a regular dude, he lived a regular life.
She said no because he can't accept her lifestyle.
Basically.
I can see that. See how I just said that before I could even before I even knew what y'all was talking about.
He just,
you know why?
Understand.
I ain't gonna say it.
Go ahead and say it.
No, you're not finna make no clip out of me and make that shit go viral. Nope.
Say it. Mm.
Men are insecure. Are insecure.
He insecure? You said he insecure?
Men.
Are men insecure?
Yes.
Yeah. They are insecure.
Are both, or are women insecure too?
Women
are. People,
are women
humans
are.
Humans insecure.
I feel like humans are insecure, and in that human bracket, you have men in it. Fuck it.
So women not insecure?
No, women are insecure too.
Oh, I'm about to say because. Yeah. Rewind the clip of somebody up here saying that she out here looking at followers.
Why does that? Why be me doing that has to do with? And I don't. Matter of fact, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Don't you ever in your fucking life call me insecure, and don't call me insecure now too. Yeah, make a clip. Make a clip from this
so
shit.
So you can say I'm insecure, but I can't say you. Insecure.
I said men.
I said I'm insecure in that clip.
I said men. What clip did
the
I
clip
call you insecure?
Yes.
Which one?
The clip I'm talking about.
Which one?
With Tia.
When did I say you was insecure?
In that clip, we was talking about it.
I said you were insecure.
Yeah.
No, you said I was insecure. Don't worry about it. We got it right here.
We do.
We can pull up. We ain't got number time.
We do.
I'm about to pull that shit right on up. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, but yeah, that on you.
This one.
Yeah. Wait, is that it? Is that it?
No, I never called you.
What was talking about? What was talking about?
I never called you insecure. But anyways, don't call me insecure again. I'm just fucking psychotic.
You don't think that's insecure? I didn't say psychotic.
No, I said I'm psychotic. It's a difference. Insecure and psychotic is different.
Which is worse?
And then the thing is like, I guess what you can say, insecure can mean insecure. I feel like when you call someone insecure, you're saying that they are insecure. Like you're saying I'm insecure about myself, which means what?
No,
the definition,
insecure about the situation. Insecure. Just because you're insecure about one thing doesn't mean you're not insecure about
something.
Right,
so that's
else.
What I was about to elaborate on. So when you call me insecure.
It was that specific situation.
So I'm insecure about him, about his actions. I'm insecure about him.
Yeah.
Not insecure about who I am.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay, yeah, it is different. And if that's what you were saying, then I agree.
I can understand
because that's what I was about to explain right now.
Because
you can, but you have to understand. You have to lay that out. When you call somebody insecure, you're saying that they're insecure as a person.
It's only applicable to
No. When you say, if somebody says you're insecure, what do you think?
But if we're talking about something specific, like a specific action or something that you've done, if we're just talking about that, then yes, you're insecure in that moment.
Well, I was sitting here talking when I was saying, like, yeah, so I would go in his followers and he was like, someone sounds insecure.
Yes, you're insecure for going through his followers.
I'm going through niggas' followers too.
You what?
I go through niggas' followers.
So yeah. That's not insecure?
No.
That makes me psychotic. I don't give a fuck. That don't make me insecure at all.
It makes me,
If a dude was going through your followers and looking at, oh, man, who's this new guy? You would not be talking to him.
You crazy. I can't wait for a nigga love me like that. You seen the show You?
I just stopped watching.
Okay, love. I need me a Joe Goldberg. Fuck is you talking about? I'm dead ass serious.
I don't want mine to be all love about me. So yeah.
I mean, don't kill me, obviously, but you know, love me.
I like clingy stuff too, but I'm not gonna be going through your followers.
Yeah, man. Well, maybe you ain't met somebody that you love enough to go through their followers. I don't know. I'm just saying. When I go through it, it's like it's really a wanting to have like a one up on your ass. Like I just want to know what you're doing, so I could just be one up because you're not finna play me.
It's like you saving your feelings.
Like, I just want to know what's going on so I know how to, you know, maneuver or how to bink.
Tanya, I got a question for you. I just thought about this. We had this conversation a while ago. I said that big booty women are, you can't trust big booty women. Do you agree with that?
Talking about, do you agree with that?
I mean, to be honest.
As a woman with ass.
My ass ain't that big. It's just big for my size.
No, your ass is big.
If my ass was put on
me,
you can't compare asses.
It will still be big.
It's still a big ass. Your ass be big on me.
But I'm talking about like, but my ass compared to like a BBL ass or something like that.
Yours looks like a BBL. I know people that got BBLs who ass look like you.
Yeah, your
they
ass
got a petite BBL then.
No, girl. I don't know what you talking about, but
show the camera.
It looks regular.
JoJo.
I don't think it's regular.
No.
That's a beautiful size ass. It looks
touch it,
great.
JoJo, touch it.
Can I touch it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we asked permission first. That is.
She got a lot of cuff back there.
That is grade A big homie ass. That is.
That's a perfect ass.
It is a perfect ass. So, do you think big booty women are unfaithful?
Unfaithful?
Yeah.
Hell no. Shit. I done met a lot of big old booty scrippers that's married and
just
faithful.
Just because she married.
And
mean
faithful.
She...
All they do is go there and make their money and get the hell on back to their husband.
That's
I done
tough.
Seen it.
Is it harder to date as being a stripper?
Yeah.
You don't dance anymore.
I don't dance no more. But it's hard to date. It's hard to date now because niggas be thinking I'm just fucking this rapper, that rapper, and all that. I mean, I have, but
okay, hello.
But I ain't fucked all of them that they see me with.
Send them my information. Just be like, oh, I got a homegirl. She ain't got no ass, but she
JoJo,
cool.
We gonna get you an ass one day.
I don't need no ass. I got some fire ass vagina.
Okay, period.
Shit, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not about to, you know, sit
some
there and try
wanna,
to get to tell.
They don't. Some people just want to appreciate the ass.
Nah.
But you got a pretty ass face, pretty ass skin, and pretty ass hair.
And I can fuck real good.
And she can fuck real good. Y'all
can
heard
fuck
that.
Real good, Tiny?
Yes,
you
I can.
You have a squirt off right now.
I'm not
squirting. Squirt off?
Squirt off.
What is. Like, you're a fucking weirdo.
Can I have a squirt off?
Squirt off?
Yeah. Like, you sound stupid. You're sick.
I'm sick?
Yes.
Because I wanted to have a squirt off in here?
Yes.
We'll see how far I can go.
Yeah.
Like, who
first,
says
whoever
that?
Whoever can hit the camera. Right in the lens. Yes. Like.
I can't squirt, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't say that on camera. You're losing points.
No, like, I don't need to.
You don't need to participate in the big homie squirt off. That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll have a substitute.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's not even... That's not even like a big deal.
It's really not. I don't
in
care.
Yeah, like that's care. Not even a big deal in sex.
And
like,
sometimes you don't know until you're in that moment. Like, the fuck did I piss on myself?
Like, regardless, look. Boy.
She said, regard that motherfucker smacking.
I'm telling you. Niggas, like, I'm talking about every nigga that I ever fucked with back in the day, they asses is still like dogs.
I got another question for y'all, right? So, if you talking to a dude, right, but you find out his ex is like kind of lame, like she's kind of a bum, does that make you look at him different?
Nah, level up. Level up, little nigga.
Yeah. No, on. I mean, like it's a difference between leveling up and what were you thinking?
Well, I was talking to someone. Well, okay, yeah, it made me look at him a little different because now I'm thinking, like, damn, you a lame ass nigga. And I like you because you a lame ass nigga.
If your ex, their ex being a bum can affect how you view them. I agree, because I feel like if me and Shorty talking and like she showed me her old dude and like nigga like homeless or some shit, like, wait, so what is it about you that you attract these type of, and entertain these type of men?
She probably just went him because the dick was good. That homeless dick be good.
Mm-hmm. It do.
How you know?
I mean, I've had different dicks before in my life. Like, what are you talking about? I ain't never had a homeless dick, but I've had like some dick that I wasn't supposed to be having. It'd be like the dick that you know.
So
niggas be fucking because that's all they got in life. Because they ain't got no pot to piss in. So they will fuck the shit out you because that's the only thing they got.
So a dude that has more going for himself. Doesn't put it down as well as a
hell
dude.
No.
I mean, I ain't gonna go that far and say that.
Them rich niggas don't know how to fuck. They be trash. I only met one rich nigga that know how to fuck. He fucked me like he broke. And that's why I'm still stuck with him.
No, I think you're actually right. When I think about it, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So the bummier the guy, the better the meat.
We're not going to just necessarily say bum. We'll say like an ain't shit dude, like he ain't shit, or he just got like seven baby mamas.
Why he got seven baby mamas?
Yes, exactly. Like we'll say that. I ain't going to say just complete bum, but just somebody you know you ain't supposed to be laying down with. Like, he ain't shit.
I don't think I could talk to a girl.
Niggas who ain't shit be having good dick. That's what it is. Niggas who they ain't shit and they just sling a dick. Man, I'm telling you, I had to.
Are you having flashbacks right now? Hey, that's another question. That's
the
another,
best well, dick really of my question, life.
A statement. You ever been praying and had like a flashback?
Yes.
I feel like oh my God. Like the devil right there on your head. You thinking like, Father God, I'm just so thankful for everything. Sex.
Yes. I've had that happen.
You were watching last night, nigga?
Yeah. I've had that happen before. I just be like, I'm so sorry.
How do you bounce back from that? Like, you apologize?
Yeah.
My bad, God. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
No facts. Working on me.
Then you try to repray and, like, force it down.
And then it's like, you'll have that. It'll be like, you start thinking of more.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a long silence and you just thinking about sex. You're like, oh, shit, I was praying.
You're really just a creep.
Dick, creepo.
Oh my God. Jojo, you got any toxic topics on your mind? I know your mind is kind of scrambled right now.
I'm talking about scrambled and fried, bro.
Right, bro. You get some electrolytes in.
I'm sitting here drinking this Sprite. I'm trying to, but my stupid ass hit my vape and that shit just brought me right back to fucking.
I didn't
take shit.
Yeah, like she drinking Sprite. Tell me ginger ale, man.
Need some ginger ale.
I would have to go get some ginger ale. I don't have any on me. But let me see.
Why are you talking about ginger ale like it's drugs?
Okay, hello. I ain't got nothing on me.
My re-up ain't came through this week.
I ain't even. Okay. I don't really have anything too toxic right now, but what is your preferred age limit when you're dating?
Like, oh, minimum and maximum?
Yeah, like between what ages?
I feel like for me now, to get a productive, got to be youngest 25, 26.
To?
20. Maybe 35, 38.
Okay. What about you?
Pass. No plan.
I'm saying like, I mean, because if it's below 18, then just tell us so we can get you the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Nah.
Get you the help you need in jail. Yeah.
You, the youngest person I'm talking to right now, I only go like 20, about to be 21. That's the
youngest. Wait, how old are you? Well, you don't have to say, wait.
I'll be 28 in 2 days.
Oh, your birthday's in 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Oh, happy birthday. That's awesome.
Thank you, Aries.
So that means your birthday today.
Today?
Yeah, bitch, your birthday all week.
It is, actually. It's all Aries season.
Hello. Dang. Okay, that's what's up. So you'll be 28 in 2 days.
So you be putting
and the dude that you're talking to now is?
20.
20.
Yeah, you putting that pussy on your ass, nigga, like that?
That's you. Can they even handle that shit?
Yes, they can. Them young niggas be putting it down.
Yeah, young niggas, I have heard. I can't fuck with a young nigga, though. Mm-mm. I'll fuck his head up so quick.
I mean, see, he like learned, so.
For not be able to fuck with young people. You said young people like, it's a goddamn senior citizen show.
Right.
But a dude, bro, you can't. Under 25, the girls are fucking annoying.
The girls?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how to act.
I can see that.
They don't like, they irresponsible. They don't stick to times.
They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean.
You set appointments and shit. You gotta, hey, we linking on Saturday, 8 o'clock. I'm going to hang out by 8:45. We cool.
Yeah.
Young bitches, they go, hey, you say 8 o'clock, you're showing up at 10.
I can't date a young nigga at all. Like, at all. Like, I like older men. Older.
Like, how older?
I would prefer my man to be, like, 36, 37. Like, I don't really care if he in his 40s, really.
I don't like going past 35, to be honest.
I feel like once you go past, like, as a dude, once you go past 50, all right, I'm fucking with mama classmates now. Like, nah, we too close.
Wait, when you get to what?
50.
Well, you know, I was fucking with a 50-plus-year-old. Yeah, I fucked with a 50-year-old before. I fucked with two 50-year-olds.
What's the oldest, like, 60?
No, the oldest. So I say, like, I want to deal with the older guy, but there's this one guy I was dealing with. I don't think he can, like his
stamina,
yeah, wasn't given. And also, like, I'm super adventurous. I like to do different type shit, which he likes to do different type shit too, but not together.
His body couldn't keep up. Like, y'all couldn't go on hikes and shit.
No.
You like going on hikes?
I don't like going on hikes, but I like doing active shit. Like, if I'm doing some active shit.
Why you don't want to go on a hike?
Nigga, because I'm out of shape. I'd be tired to see it. I parked on the 4th floor today, bro. Pissed.
Damn.
Yeah.
Parked out front.
I know, I seen you. I was so pissed. I parked out front yesterday.
I know.
That's when you get here early.
Yeah, and I got here
still got here early, and you still was running behind on setting shit up. Ooh. You.
Shut your ass up. Anyway. All right, I got a question.
You're right? So annoying.
I got a question, right? Jojo, this is the topic yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, if you say y'all talking to a dude, right? Mm-hmm. Doing what you do or whatever. But a guy offers you money, like, to go out and just say something.
Oh, this was Factor Cap, not Toxic.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
It is.
A guy offer you money to go out on a date with him. Is that cheating?
If we was in a relationship?
No. If you in a relationship, me and you in a relationship, mm-hmm. another guy on the outside, see you, he slide your DMs, Tiny, I'll give you $5,000 to go to STK right now.
I'm telling my man that I'm going to STK. And we're about to make this money, then we're going.
What if he don't want you to go to STK?
This is too damn bad. I'm going to STK. Either I'm going to STK or you about to give me $5,000.
That's tough.
I love my man to death. I feel you.
But that's safe. That's tough.
I'm gonna come back and spend my money on my nigga.
Either
anyway,
I'm about to make $5,000 or we about to make $2,500. What's happening?
You never know. I can spend the whole $5 on my man.
Hello?
Are you splitting it with your man?
No, but I'm going to spend it on my man.
Oh, that's what I'm going to say. I think it is obviously cheating because I don't care how much money is behind it. Like, it's cheating. But it's just like, the only reason why I wouldn't do it is because of how it's gonna make my man feel if I even bring it up to him. Even if I bring it up to him and say, hey, babe, this dude want to pay me $5,000 to go out on a date. Now, us as women, we looking at it like, why the fuck not? Like, it's free bread, and I'm going to go eat, so I'm getting food and bread.
And we know we're not fucking.
Right, but see, that nigga not looking at it like that. That nigga thinking like, damn.
We looking at worst case scenario.
Is that, no, fuck that. Forget that part. He thinking like, damn, that's all it take to get my bitch to budge? Like, just to get, like, some time for my woman?
To
like,
be honest, he can come to the date,
like,
too. That's
what it takes? Just take a little money to get you to spend some
time? He can sit in another booth or something.
No,
he
but that's,
watch me.
That's not the thing. That's not even it. It's not even the fact that the dude don't even trust you. It's just the fact that it's like...
He knows
that that's
what a dude gonna do.
Yeah, like, he not even what a dude gonna do. He just know, like, damn, that's what it's gonna take to get my bitch to move on some shit. Like, all it take is for a dude to ask you to dinner and give you $5,000 for you to be like, okay, let's do it.
Yes.
Like, damn, what kind of girl is you? That's how he thinking. Whole time, we not thinking, like, we easy or we
you
just
you
jump
hustling.
To anything. Yeah. We thinking, like, somebody, that's just like, here go $5,000, Kodak. Take it. I don't want to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's right there. Why would you not take
but that's
it?
How, but you see, how, that's how niggas think. Oh, $5,000.
What I got to do for this $5?
What
I got to do? But obviously, we know
you
what comes.
You tricked too many times.
I mean, but we know.
History.
We that's know what comes
how,
with that.
That's how they got the slaves on the boat. Hey. You want I got five.
Got $5,000.
God damn it, where are we?
God damn it, it happened again. Shut your stupid ass
what
up.
What the hell is Ife?
Shut the fuck up,
I don't
Kodak.
Know, man. They dropped him off on some islands. They speaking some different shit.
You
now
better
they
stop.
Eat oxtails.
You better stop.
I'm going on that $5,000 date.
All right, let me up the ante a little bit.
$10,000?
I'm just saying, I would love to go on that $5,000 date. Nah. I just know that my nigga not going to go for none of that. Like, he'll say, yeah, because he going to want me to get my coins. But deep down, he going to be like,
hurt.
He going to be like, damn. He
going to
be looking
at your story the whole night.
He going to be like, damn, that bitch really, my bitch really went on a date with another nigga for some bread. Like, I need to
reevaluate.
Yeah, reevaluate my shorty.
We ain't even thinking like that. We like, man, it's some easy ass money.
Hold on. But listen, what if it's a situation where it's $15,000, but he wants some cheeks?
Oh, no. I mean, if
what?
I got a man, I'm not, I just,
you're
I don't
basically
feel comfortable
asking,
fucking
are we fucking for $15,000? That's what
I
you
was,
just asked.
I was just an amount, but it, throw that out.
No, you basically asked, are we fucking for the bread? You're basically asking, would you fuck for money? That's what you're asking.
I've been fucking.
I mean, I would, but that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, we're being adults here and being honest about the situation.
If you pay for some pussy?
No, not directly. But if somebody, I was. we'll table that. But if a woman offered me and said, "Hey, Kodak, here's $15,000, eat my butt," I'm like, shit, I would have did that anyway. I've been doing that for free.
She was a random bitch you didn't know.
Oh nah.
Well, she like a.
Well, does she look good now?
Does she have fat ass?
Yeah, a random fat ass is regular, different than a regular body. So yes, if a woman with a big ass booty came and offered Kodak $15,000 to eat her butt.
Well, Tiny just said that you will fuck for a butt.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Hmm?
No, that's what you said. I pay if I have a
You butt. Said that you would?
I said I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, but okay. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not interested in fucking somebody else.
Be honest.
Do you mean like directly, yeah. like directly or indirectly?
What you mean?
Like for a bag.
Fucking?
Yeah.
What you mean directly?
Like directly
was
as
he,
in
like hand to hand.
Like was he
here's
like
the, here's the money.
Oh, like when I was.
What yeah, like was he like, hey, let me give you this
or
bread.
Did he say,
no,
he
it was just somebody I wanted to fuck. He
okay,
a couple
so,
niggas I wanted to fuck and they both just paid.
Okay. I feel like that is different because I've been in a situation before where I was fucking with this dude. And it was never like a transactional thing. Like we was hanging out. I went to his hotel room, and shit, we fucked. And then the next morning, shit, I woke up and he had a big wad of cash just sitting there. But I never asked for it. I took that shit though.
Exactly.
But yeah. I don't call that like fucking for money, because I was gonna fuck that nigga regardless. And me and him had a great fuck relationship. Mm-hmm. We had a great bond.
That's different. I feel like he was just looking out for you.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. I mean, he had it.
But in my situation, it would be like we get done and then they kind of start talking about like, oh, I don't know how I'm about to, like, why you wasn't focusing on that shit? Why you here?
I just feel like, do you feel like if you do need some bread, like if you gonna fuck a nigga for some bread, or you know you're about to fuck a dude for some bread, when is the proper time to say that? Like, do you say that before y'all fuck or after y'all fuck?
Like, how do you feel like you need?
I feel like I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know when. I feel like,
so you wanna know,
I don't like
how,
asking for
how
money.
How you ask to be compensated for?
Yeah, I feel like if you say it before, it's gonna throw shit off. But if you say it afterwards, me personally, he'd be like, bitch, I'll give you whatever the fuck you want after we have sex.
Yeah, because...
I don't like asking for money, so...
Me either.
I don't know how to do that.
So, I don't either.
So how did they do it? They just asked you up front what you need?
Some niggas do ask what I need, and I be like, shit, I don't need shit from you. Like, I just don't be wanting to get shit. But if a nigga just... We get done fucking, and a nigga just come... Give me some damn money, I be like, okay.
Right.
I'm not going to be like...
I don't entertain that in a relationship.
No, hell no.
I ain't fucking nobody else in a relationship.
Mm-mm. I ain't fucked nobody in a relationship in like 2 weeks. I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
All right. And bookmark this. And keep point that.
And trim. Post.
Tag.
Hey, I got a question.
You're an idiot.
Everybody got friends that live around the country, whatever, doing what they do. And Atlanta is a city that a lot of people want to come to, right?
Yes.
So my question for y'all is, if your friend is only in the city for like a weekend or whatever, just a few days, do you charge them rent if they want to stay with you?
No, hell no.
For a few days?
Yeah.
How you going to charge somebody rent for a few days?
Whatever they would
be. That's some shit you would do, ain't
it? No, I'm saying like whatever they would be paying at a hotel.
No. That's my point of me having a fucking house, so you don't have to do that shit. I had a homegirl who literally, she was on a, I love you, friend. She was on a nurse traveling assignment or traveling nurse assignment. And she had an assignment in Atlanta for maybe like 3-4 months. And she stayed with me. And I ain't charged her shit. But you wouldn't believe that she kept giving me money and I didn't fucking want it. I took that shit. But I wasn't charging her a damn thing. I wasn't charging her shit. And she, every, 2 weeks, she would... Throw me a couple dollars.
Yeah, I feel like...
I never asked her to do that. I would never ask any of my friends to do that. Mm-mm. Now, if you there and you ain't got no shit going on, I don't know, bro. Then, yeah, I'm going to have to... If you not... Like, if you actually trying to, like, live with me, like, you don't have nowhere to go. And
like, long term.
Like, you're... Like, oh, yeah, if you're coming to my crib, yeah, and you don't have... Like, and you're looking for an apartment, and you're in my crib... But you're house hunting, then yes, you're going to have to pay me rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be.
Are y'all about to split it like roommates?
No, because I'm still essentially helping you. So
yeah.
I would just charge you just a couple dollars.
Yeah, that's
enough fair. That's going to help me too, help you. Cause
no, that's fair. I mean, I feel like in those situations.
Everything's going
to
go up.
In those situations, like if you're trying to stack money, then me asking for whatever half my shit is every month is not going to help you.
It's not.
But. Can you do something for me? Mm-hmm. You feel me? But no, I agree with you. Tiny, you said.
And get some food stamps.
Would you let
too.
A girl stay with you?
A girl?
Man. Yeah, if she wanted to move in.
Hell nah.
Or a man stay with
her.
You?
A man? A man if that I'm fucking?
Hold on, yeah. What's me and this
like,
girl relationship?
Like a friend, but like friends.
No, because like, I fuck my friends. So, no.
Yeah, me too. So.
And cut. Right. Trim.
Yeah, nah, I fuck my going. Friends. So.
Untrim could redo. I'm about to say the same.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe heavily in.
He
like,
said yes. I say no.
I say yes to what?
You say yes. They can move in.
Yes.
Right. And yeah. I say no because I fuck my friends and I'm not trying to be on that. I'm gonna be fucking you.
But also, yeah, we got me and her have to have that type of relationship. And I'm not trying to create that relationship because I don't want to be the type of nigga that. The girls be like, oh, yeah, well, I had to suck his dick to stay with him. That sounds kind of creepy.
Is that what you do in a short?
No. Nobody that's... Nah, I feel like, you know, your body's your body. You should be able to do whatever you want with whoever you want. And I'm not going to use my position or authority in any type of setting to be like, oh, well, I'm doing this for you, so can I get my dicks up?
No, let me really think about it while I'm over here talking shit, because I'm finna get drugged for that shit now. Because I said I fuck my friends. Hell, I can't keep it.
I fuck my friends, too. Tanya, do you fuck friends?
Fuck yes. I'm saying, like,
we fuck friends.
Yes. Yeah, like, it just depends, you know? I've had friends that I've had sex with, and we've had sex, and then that was it. Like, nothing more.
Why is that so frowned
upon? Nothing less.
I don't know.
Because then, now you can't have no friends. Because if I'm in a relationship right now, I can't have no nigga friends.
They ain't be like, nah, because you fuck your friends, remember?
When I went back home and I had the nigga that I was dealing with come with me, and all my nigga friends wanted to see me, they couldn't. Because I fucked them. Even though we're just friends.
We are just friends.
Like, we're literally just friends, and we will not fuck again. But if we did, we did. It ain't gonna mean shit, but we not. But, you know. You know how that shit go.
Look, it's like, I can't help that my friend fine as hell. He got a big dick. I mean, it's just like.
Sometimes
you just want to try it out.
Sometimes I just want to eat your butt as a friend. I'm not trying to like. Like, we can go out. We can do everything we were still doing.
It's just those lines get blurred sometimes.
No, because some people.
No. The reason why it's a problem is because some people can't handle that. Because if you guys start off as friends, that means that there's something about that person that you are attracted to. Not
something y'all
physically,
got in common.
But yeah. It's like something you guys have in common. You guys have a good time together. Yeah. That's just what it is. And then you have sex, and it's like sometimes it could be either or. The man or the woman can't control it. The guy that I was dealing with, we were best friends for a very long time. But when we started off as friends, when we were just friends, I'm sure. Because he never tried me, but I'm sure that he was definitely lurking on me the whole time. Like, he definitely was plotting, like, if he ever got a chance to fuck me. Like, he probably was playing his cards so right to where he made me think that he was never trying to fuck whole time. Yeah. He was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was going to do his big one.
And he's going to do his big one. Well, shit. We were just friends. We were. And I had a boyfriend at the time. And my boyfriend cheated on me. And I found out. And I went over to his house to tell him about it. And next thing you know.
Shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Dick to ride on.
And the crazy thing is the crazy thing is, like, he didn't even try. Like, he ain't try.
It's okay. What'd he do, baby?
Nah, he ain't do none of that. You know how I talk, Kodak.
You don't need him.
No. Kodak, you know how, like, our relationship is, like, how I am, how I talk. I'd be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, nigga, this. You know how, like, how I talk?
Yeah.
It's just like that. Like, we just have a relationship like that. He talking,
oh,
we talking.
Oh, he was talking to him like he was one of the bros.
Yeah, he was one of the bros. And then I was like, you want to fuck? And he was like, what? I said, you want to fuck? And he was like, hell yeah, we've been fucking ever since.
15 years later.
Yeah, literally.
But I feel like there's a difference between, like.
Is that the blur lines part? Yeah. No, because our friendship, we were still friends. We didn't start actually be like, okay, maybe we can make something work with this until maybe 20.
But that's why y'all. But that,
2018, but that's, 2019.
But that's why y'all still together, because y'all is actually still friends. A lot of people don't be friends. Like, dudes, we'll skip friend stuff and just get straight to fuck.
Yeah.
That's really our problem. That's why y'all kind of a little bit more sensible with at least wanting to know who you fucking.
Yeah, exactly. That y'all keep trying to make it
an issue. We trying to like, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, we trying to skip 5.
Right. And y'all want to get mad at us because we don't want to fuck you on the first night.
Exactly.
I fucking know you.
But I feel like there's a difference between friends. Like, if a guy, like, if I have multiple female friends, it's some friends that you want to fuck and you would fuck.
Which one am I?
Neither.
Which
neither.
One am I?
Why are you looking like this? No, Joe.
Because you just said. Nothing. You just said female friend. Did he just? He only gave two examples.
Right. That you want to fuck. One that you want to fuck.
Yeah. So which one the fuck am I?
Would, but I'm not chasing.
Oh my God.
You asked. Let me tell you what the difference is. Let me tell you what the difference is.
Kodak, you would have sex with me? That's fucking disgusting.
We talking about, would I have sex with you in, like, shut up.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up, JoJo. What the fuck you made me choose?
You told me to choose.
You told me to fucking choose.
But I want to fuck Tiny. I would fuck you.
Oh, that's I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I got it when you said it. I'm just, you know me, I'm talking shit. That shit's disgusting. I think you would probably throw up.
Why? With you? Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
But I would, but I like it wouldn't be the like.
I'm a whole nigga here. At you.
But Tiny? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The whole thing is though, Kodak, I be trying to figure out like how you be pulling bitches. Like, how you be pulling bitches?
I'm actually very charming.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I heard you on the phone.
Yesterday.
Yeah, talking about something beautiful or some stupid ass shit you said. I'm like, he is such a sap ass nigga.
I'm him.
Oh, my God.
But no, I fuck with it, though. You know?
I like when my man call me beautiful and shit every
day. Yeah. That's why I said, you know, I fuck with it. I'm just hating a little bit, but you just such a sap.
Yeah, because that's my issue. Like, the people that, like, that just watch the shit that I be seeing the comments. Oh, he don't get no bitches. He don't get... Okay.
Yeah, they
he
do
does
say
get
that.
Bitches.
Yeah,
he does get bitches.
I say that all the time. I be telling people, like, you know, Kodak do definitely get bitches. I be seeing it. Now, I don't be knowing how, though. I don't know how he gets them. I be feeling like he be trying to lure them with the podcast or with the radio type shit. He be trying to lure them in. Tiny, has he tried to lure you in by fucking you by saying that?
There's never been one time. And I know Tiny a minute.
I just got to ask.
There's never been one time where I say, hey, baby, you going to do this interview.
I got to ask.
Look out for me. I'm going to look at, nah, I be in Tiny DMs on straight demon time.
What makes you?
Am I lying?
Why would you say that?
I be knowing, listen, we have, Kodak be in the comments, we just talked about, the fucking mic hit my lip, I'm pissed off about it.
Oh, now it's a problem with the mic in your lip.
Yes, it's a fucking problem. This is a whole different kind of mic, sir. Now, anyway. No, like, people be touching this. But anyways.
You.
Stop fucking distracting me. You know how my brain is. Okay, Kodak, we know how he is. He be in people comments. So I know he be in your fucking DMs. And Kodak is nasty. I think Kodak is a sicko. So
what made me a sicko?
Like, I honestly, it's just the way that men lust over women, it creeps me out sometimes. It disgusts me sometimes.
Because we be thinking about what we can get out of a situation too many times. That's why a lot of these men end up getting tapped.
Well, let me ask you this question. I know your answer already, though. Are you bouncing on your ass?
I'm being still.
You're bouncing on your ass, though.
The chair
She's
is bouncing.
Her ass is
the chair is bouncing. You can bounce. See?
Nah, I just wasn't jiggling like you. But
yeah.
Let me ask this question, because I already know your answer. But how would you feel if someone that you were talking to always has to be outside or always has to be around, like? They're different.
Clout chasing.
No, like say you dating a girl and she always want to be outside and she always want to get attention from niggas, or if your nigga always go outside and he always wants attention from bitches, but that's it. That's all. They come home to you. They don't.
Nah, that shit annoying.
But why you want so much attention? I'm not giving you enough attention.
I mean, I don't know what the reason will be is or whatever the case
Some
may
be. Just want to be out.
But just how would you feel about like if your man. Like, he hangs out with you all the time, but when he goes out, he wants to be around bitches. And he gonna come back home to you, but when he outside, he gonna be in the bitch face.
I don't like
He might that. Even get her like number, that. But he may not have no follow-up with it.
I don't like that. Don't even get the bitch number. Don't even look at the bitch. Don't even breathe around the bitch. Because I will...
Beat the fuck out both of y'all.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
that's I've got a scene. I'll probably hit that bitch upside the head with a hookah or something because bitches love hookah.
Okay, hello. I mean, I personally, I think things like that. What are you gonna say, Kodak?
You know I hate that.
Yeah.
Because why you wanna? Like I've been around people like that, and it's just like you just want to be outside.
Yeah.
And it's probably because I have lived that life already. I did that in college.
Yeah.
I did that a lot.
What if they don't go out a lot, but they at least go out maybe once or twice a week?
That's a lot.
Once or twice, like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
You a club bird.
Yeah.
That's every Saturday, Friday or Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. That's every weekend.
If we're doing once or twice a week, then I can go out with you once or twice a week. You don't need the attention from the other bitches. They can look, but I'm going to be with you.
But then again, I also do not like being around a bunch of people.
Me either. I hate people.
Like, for real. Like, so I'm not going to go nowhere.
Yeah. I will. I personally feel like someone... Just like when I said, like, that shit, when you, be like, comments and DMs and shit like that, that shit disgusts me. If a motherfucker want to go outside all the time and be around bitches, that shit disgusts me. Now, I wouldn't know how to get over something like that. Like, I get real disgusted. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's worse for guys, because why you need the attention from all these other dudes?
But do you think that that's, like, a problem? Like, somebody, do you think if someone goes outside all the time that they have an issue, they have a problem?
Going outside, being addicted to being outside is a psychological issue. These people are missing something because a lot of y'all don't be having nothing to celebrate. Your life is awful. So why do you want to be outside celebrating? I know you're like, bro, you live in, like, a real repetitive, mundane life.
You're fucking annoying. Yeah, that's true.
Why are you outside celebrating life?
How do you
to celebrate life?
How do you tell somebody, like, I don't want to fuck with you no more because you want to be outside? Like, that don't sound petty.
No. What I do is how I phrase it, and you love being outside, don't you? It's kind of like you remember in school, somebody would get caught wearing the same shit. Like, damn, you love them pants.
Yeah. Facts.
That's your favorite pants shoes.
Yeah.
That's like what you gotta phrase it like you don't ask why they keep going outside, because the answer probably don't matter. But the fact is, you keep wanting to be outside, and I'm trying to, like, let you know that it was probably because that's how they are. Also, so me telling you I don't want you to go outside really is just gonna be like, I'm gonna do that anyway. I'm gonna do what she gonna want to do what she want to do.
And so, if he is outside, I will be going through that phone. I don't give a fuck. I'm going through your phone.
Mm-hmm.
What can't he have in the phone?
Nothing.
He better not have no pictures of no bitches.
Oh, so you got to delete all his old nudes?
Delete. Old.
Yes, old
nude. The nigga is, if I find an old nude from a bitch, it's gonna be just like you cheating. Like now, like, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you.
Exactly. Cause why is that still in your phone? You going back in reference? You missed the hoe?
I'm gonna beat the fuck out you. I promise you I am.
I'm single, so I mean. Wait, no, I'm not.
Cut that out.
What are you?
I ain't talked to her in a few days.
Days?
So you said you're single, then you said you're not, then you say you're trying to fuck Tiny, like.
But he said he would fuck you.
Right, you're fucking me. Yeah,
but, like, not would as in I want to, but, like, would, like, if it.
Who are you talking about, me?
Yeah, you.
No, like, we know. We understand the difference. Like, would, like, duh, like, who wouldn't? You're a nigga. Niggas are going to fuck a bitch, like. Especially me, because I'm fine. But anyways, so no fault to you. Understood. But what was we just saying? Oh, talking about some of you was single. Oh, yeah. Oops.
Oh, oops. My God.
But nah, what you would say? Oh, yeah, delete them fucking nudes.
Oh yeah.
Delete them nudes. I have so many. I have so
My nude collection came in handy.
Let me. Okay, literally. I don't take.
I was like, yo, I'm a great camera guy. Hold on, he's like,
listen.
Oh,
you was over there jacking out too.
Listen,
hey, yes.
Listen, Linda. Listen, I don't have nudes. I don't take nudes. I don't think I look fine taking pictures naked. Like, that's not. I don't know. I feel like that doesn't do anything for guys, does it? Like, if I send a nude, like.
It's really like a trophy piece. We'll appreciate it.
Like, what does it do for you? Like, I done sent probably a couple, you know, but not nothing like a full body, just, you know, nude, like my ass out or some shit. I don't really have an ass, but you know what I mean. But shit. Is that, like, a thing?
I believe.
I think, like, for you, that'll be good because you have, like, a nice size ass. But do men appreciate nudes though?
Yeah.
I don't take nudes.
I'll take it for you.
Yeah, take a nude for me. But I would say what I do have a lot of.
Yeah, this is a connection.
I have a lot of videos. Fucking videos. I have a catalog.
You have a catalog?
Yeah. And if it get out, It's only from one person. It's only this one person that got this catalog.
I think that I like nudes. Like, I like seeing body. Like, especially, like, if you put some effort into it. Like, if it's a slow motion ass shaking video. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, hey, I like making
and I like
videos.
I like the POV videos too, where it's like you got the camera set up, so it look like what my angle would be like.
Yeah.
So, if it's like
so
right
I got
an angle right between your booty cheeks.
Yeah.
And you look it down, and I'm like,
no, I like videos though. I like watching, like I like watching myself on the camera. Like,
me too.
I like watching myself. I do. I be going back.
Yes.
Yeah, I go back and I look at the videos. Like, look at you, you little slut.
Mm-hmm.
You just little slut, you.
JoJo, if you can, Tyler, you can answer this one. Ladies, if y'all could eat your own coochie, would you?
No.
I mean, I've tasted it before, but no, I wouldn't eat it. I don't know how to eat coochie.
Yeah, I'm not.
I feel like if you could eat your own coochie, you'd probably learn.
I'm not eating my own coochie. Are you sucking your own dick?
No.
I've seen a nigga do that before, and that's so disgusting.
Wait, what?
It was on porn.
Oh.
I seen him, like, put it in his asshole, too. Like,
his dick was that big?
Yeah, his dick was pretty big.
And I seen on one of these podcasts, they had like a guest come on there, and he was like known for sucking his own dick. It was the craziest shit ever. But that's crazy.
Is that Zay Hill figure name?
Like, if a nigga sucked his own dick, it's just kind of like, that's just really fucking.
It's just bad optics.
Nigga flexible.
Yeah, that's just really fucking weird.
You don't want to be with nobody that's that flexible.
No, I don't want to be with somebody that's that thirsty to get his dick sucked that he sucked his own dick. Like,
okay, let me play devil's advocate here. What's the difference between sucking your own dick and jacking off?
What's
the difference?
You're not tasting your dick.
The difference is you don't have a dick in your mouth. Yeah. That's the big. That is the only. That's the biggest difference.
Off and then when you nut, it's going on your face or something.
Yeah,
like,
are you catching your nut?
No, I'm not doing any of this. What are y'all asking? This question sounds real personal. What?
You asked the question.
No, bro.
We're just following up. We piggyback.
What's the difference? The difference is you don't have a fucking dick in your mouth. That's the difference. And my thing is, if you put your own dick in your mouth, like, you might put another dick in your mouth.
That's,
who knows?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, just because I jack off don't mean I'm going to jack another dude off.
Yeah, I know.
But you're jacking your own dick. You're not tasting your dick.
Yeah.
Once you taste your own dick, you're gay.
Yeah.
That's considered gay. I'm sorry. Not sorry. But that's pretty gay.
Yeah, like, I mean, you are what you are. If that's what you are, I mean, it is what it is. It's okay.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
There ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to fuck with you, but there ain't nothing wrong with it.
So sucking your own meat is gay.
Yes. You have a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, I think.
I'm not pushing back.
I believe that means that you like men. Yes.
You like the way a dick feels swishing around, brushing your teeth in your mouth.
Yeah, like, you like that, like. You like men. It's
you
okay.
You going in on your throat.
Like, I don't know, Goobity though. Like, gobbler. If I eat my own vagina, I
feel like I'm going to go eat somebody else's vagina because
I don't know. Somebody if I feel like if I could eat my own vagina, that doesn't mean that I'm going to go eat another girl's vagina. Like, that's not what that means, like, at all.
The shit that feel good
it's
to
just,
me, that
just,
might feel good.
So y'all ain't never ate no coochie before?
No, I'm not gay. I'm scared to eat coochies, to be honest.
Coochie was scared of you.
I think vaginas are the ugliest things ever.
It's like sex is like that, right? Like, if you when you having sex and the room smell like sex, that's like what it's supposed to be. But if you go into any other set, like we walked in here today and it smelled like pussy, we'd be like, it smells like pussy in here.
Yeah, but we're not talking about like the smell of pussy. I just mean like the way
the
a
look
pussy
of
look.
It.
I don't like the way pussies look.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't like the way like that shit be getting moist and shit. That shit is not nah.
Look at her face.
I like the way them dicks be
like,
looking.
Like, and
now.
I know like how the men, you know, it gets all wet and all that, and niggas love that. But me personally, there's nothing I can do with a wet pussy. A wet pussy don't do shit for me. For a man, yeah. But for me, what the hell a wet pussy gonna do?
I agree.
Nothing. It doesn't satisfy me at all. Have I had a pussy in my mouth before? Yes. But Do I, am I, well, I have, definitely have.
What would you do it again, though?
What is she?
Would I do it again?
Is. Yeah.
Tell her what she is.
Gay.
I actually, I'm not gay, I'm bisexual. Well, I was bisexual. Oh. I'm not going to say that I am anymore. Actually, I can't even say that I'm bisexual.
See, women got a lot more leeway when it comes to these conversations.
No, because I can't, the only reason why I can't say that I'm.
JoJo, if I got on here today and said I had a dick in my mouth, it wouldn't be no question.
Well, this is why I say this.
Tony, what would I be?
This is why I say this. If you let me fucking say it. I don't care if that's what I'm qualified as. I'll qualify myself as bisexual since I have done it before. But I just think like the difference is I wouldn't date a female. Like I wouldn't date a female. But back in the day, have I like experienced before, had like a little fun or whatever? Yeah. But right now, right here, right now, where I'm at, like no, I wouldn't try to be on that with a female.
I'd be bi curious, but I only like studs.
You only like studs?
Yeah.
I was the complete opposite.
You like femmes?
Yeah, like she got to be like badder than me for me to even.
Remember like, when I said I would? Yeah. I think we're approaching that. Yeah. You and another bad? Yeah. You and Ruby Rose? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, shut the fuck up. Anyways, yeah, so like.
I want to see it.
That's like the only. But I have before. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed at all. But I have before. But I haven't done that in a very long time. You know, like college days. You know, college.
College was fun.
Yeah, college is
college
just,
holdings don't count. I don't think that should count.
I know. I that's why college can't really. I was like, you know. But I don't feel like college should. That shouldn't count.
Well,
but,
college and college age, the same thing to me. I feel like.
I don't even know what the fuck college age is.
It's like from 18 to 23.
Yeah, 24, 23. That wholeness don't count.
I graduated late.
Yeah, like that wholeness don't count. You just was a hoe and just was out and you was free.
I mean, that's not your character. Everybody I feel like some free. Of the best women probably had hoe phases.
Oh, yeah, for yeah, sure. I know.
Definitely did.
Yeah, I know.
We know some community
shit, look at
leaders
me,
that had hoe phases. You said who?
Me. Fuck.
Oh. Nah, for sure. I feel
it's
like.
It's crazy because people would think. I don't know. I think.
They'll think because you was a hoe, you didn't. No, I
honestly feel like, no, not even that. Like, I honestly feel like nowadays, people who used to be hoes, like, in your college days, I don't think that people really hold that against you anymore. Maybe. I don't know. I think some niggas probably do. I feel like niggas probably do. Especially,
they try to.
Especially if they know you, and now.
You up.
Especially if you and that nigga went, the nigga that you dated now, you went to the same college.
Yeah.
And all your friends know that your bitch was fucking everybody.
I feel like.
Or all my friends know that he was fucking everybody. Like, I think that's the only time it fucking matters.
I would date some community dick.
You will date community dick?
I mean, if he was like a hoe back then, I can look past his wholeness now.
Yeah, especially if he's giving you great dick.
Yeah.
We love hoes.
Them bitches is looking like that bitch got the best dick in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and now I'm fucking him every day.
And now I fuck this nigga with the best dick every day. The dick that has you going fucking psycho.
But he do gotta get checked
first. I ride on that shit every fucking night and morning.
Amen.
Y'all disgusting.
Boop, 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 boop.
Sucking that shit.
Look at it. Horny.
Now I'm finna eat
dick, 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 dick.
Anyway, that's another episode of the Big Homie's House with the homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo over there stuffing her face.
Mm-hmm.
You still eating the buffalo thing?
Mm-hmm.
Big homie him. Tiny.
Hangover.
Big homie.
Over there with all that ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord.
I got some titties growing in.
Claudia, do you ever think that you actually fuck with somebody for other than, like, her ass?
You say that? What's the question?
Would you ever fuck with a woman because she has other qualities other than an ass?
Yeah. Yeah, my girl don't got no ass.
Oh, so you're not saying
she your girl or not?
She a little bit. What time it is? she a little bit thick, but yeah, she ain't yammed up. But that's why I asked that question a few weeks ago.
But you're still over here trying to fuck Tiny though.
Trying.
Right, so if you got the opportunity, you would.
I'm gonna say that response for another episode.
You just said you want to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Your mind is playing tricks on you.
No, we can replay it. I'm just trying to make sure because I'm trying to think like, You got a girl.
No, we're not. Click.